This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
As we continue our third anniversary show with the theme of leather, up next we have a story about a cobbler.
Yes, you've been gone for the last couple of days,
Antoinette.
But while you were gone, I visited Clarity's Cobbler Shop on College Avenue here in Fayetteville. Sweetest people. I've always taken my own shoes there. You know, I just always have.
I've driven by there a lot. The one I use is in downtown Rogers. Yeah. Adorable little couple runs that place closer to me, but this one's closer to you.
Well, I remember, you know, taking my shoes there last summer, and, you know, a woman walks up and she has, you know, a baby on her hip, and meeting them is just really great. I mean, they're just, it's a family-run business, really, really sweet. And here's that story. The door buzzer heard from the workroom of Clarity's Cobbler Shop on College Avenue in Fayetteville. In the 1950s, when the original store, Webb's Shoe Repair, opened, shoes were made quite a bit differently than they are today, with leather soles stitched onto the bottom of the shoe. Stephen Clarity's father bought the shop in 1981. You might notice that I'm saying Clarity, not Clardy. I've always called it Clardy's Cobbler Shop, as I understand many others do as well. Stephen says they don't correct the customers. He bought the shop 4 years ago when his father was undergoing a heart transplant. He drew from his childhood experience of growing up here to master the trade.
Yeah, a lot of the paint on the walls that's not supposed to be there. That's been the nails in the bench here. Yeah, that was our pastime whenever before we could do actual repairs. We thought we were working. Yeah, I grew up here. My dad has owned the shop since he was when he was 18 years old.
Stephen, along with his three brothers, spent many a day fixing shoes. His brother Drew owns and runs Drew Clarity's Shoe Repair in Bentonville. Stephen says that when he was 13, his dad had them sign a contract that said they each had 10% ownership of the shop and had to work 2 days a week. At 16, Stephen went into the medical field, but quickly changed careers when his father became ill. The place is still very much a family business. His wife, Cecilia, works at one bench dyeing leather purses, shoes, and such. Their four children, aged 2, 5-year-old twins, and 7, run around the shop and nap in another room. The oldest, Lexi, wants to be a cobbler when she grows up. A man's black cowboy boot is upside down, about waist high, sitting on a vintage iron shoe holder that's affixed to the floor, allowing Stephen to hammer a sole onto the bottom of the boot. As he does, he talks about the meaning of the word cobbler.
Cobblery, in the old English term, means to cobble something together, whereas in the cobblers wouldn't just do shoe repair for a living. They would, you could bring in anything to them. They did roofing, they did framing, they did a little bit of plumbing, they would fix anything. And so the term cobble became like a cobblestone, you know, a grouping together of all these different things. And so when Dad opened the shop, he changed the name from shoe repair to a cobbler shop, because we literally have our hands in just about everything. We don't just do shoe and boot repair. We're true cobblers.
Yes, because if you look at these shelves.
His wife, Cecilia, jumps in.
It looks like a bunch of junk, and you know, it looks messy back here, but all this stuff he uses, all of these random pieces and things that, well, he takes it off of broken things that can't be repaired, and then he'll reuse them and cobble something back together. Yes, baby?
Ella's being really mean to Izzy.
You can tell the mood is usually light around Clarity's. While Stephen doesn't plumb, he does do a little bit of everything. In addition to repairing 25 to 50 pair of shoes each day, including Birkenstocks and Chacos, they fix luggage, purses, lawn chairs, umbrellas, belts, watches, leather jackets, and there's even a Bentley parked out back. Stephen and Cecilia are fixing the leather seats. Stephen's favorite thing to work on, however, is a traditional pair of shoes.
A pair of nice dress Allen Edmonds shoes that I'm doing full soles on. And all the businessmen out there know exactly what I'm talking about. Allen Edmonds shoes, just a wonderful brand of shoes. It's one of the only dress shoes still made in America, handmade in America. And they last forever, and they're just a joy to work on because they're meant to be resold over and over.
And his favorite thing to wear.
Tony Lama cowboy boots.
Right.
Personally. And they're also really nice to work on.
And there are a lot of boots around the shop. He picks up a pair of colorful ladies' cowboy boots and takes them over to the stitcher to sew on a new leather sole. Just about every work item is original to the shop, like the workbench Stephen hammered nails into as a child, But this machine, the curved needle stitcher, goes even further back.
My grandmother worked at the, I can't remember the shoe store name, but it was in the Campbell Bell building on the square, which is still there. You can see that black sign with the silver lettering Campbell Bell. And they made shoes in there, and they also repaired them. And that was, her first job was early 50s. And the stitcher that's actually right behind you, which I use every day to sew soles on, is the original stitcher from that Campbell Bell building that got brought over here when Webb bought the shop.
He says shoe repairing and making equipment hasn't changed all that much, and that he can still buy parts for the almost 100-year-old machine. It's large and green and looks similar to many sewing machines, but it's called a curved needle because, well, it has a curved needle.
And it curves up through the welt. It's sort of hard to describe this, but curves up through the welt, through the sole, and then creates a stitch, of course. And that's the stitch that you see if you wear a leather-soled shoe. You can turn it over and see. It's either stitched on with a curved needle or with a McKay needle. McKay stitches through the actual shoe, and the curved needle is going to stitch through the actual welt, which is on the outside of the shoe.
Stephen previously worked in surgery, where he was taught about safety with sharp objects. He says that cobbling is a bit different. The only profession that you're taught to cut and sew toward yourself, because it gives you a better cut. There's another large green machine against that same wall, with belts of sandpaper. It's the grinder, which Stephen says he tries to fire up just twice a day, as it is very noisy.
The grinder helps me trim the sole to actually fit, because if I just put the sole on there, it's usually too big. And so we trim it off and make it a nice edge. So it looks like almost like it's factory. As close as possible. Same thing with heels. I'll order a whole bunch of heels and then just trim them to fit.
Celia, Stephen's wife, has her own workbench, stacked with dozens and dozens of colorful bottles of dye. She's modest about her work, primarily dyeing worn or stained leather bags. But her hand-painted work is fabulous, turning a salmon-colored purse to blue to match a soaked-in ink spot, or returning a worn brown or cognac-colored bag back to light new condition.
When I started doing it, I use brushes, and I'm really picky, and I'm really detailed. I like to get, I wish we could dip it. Boy, would that make it easy. But no, I like to really get in and get all these nice edges and stuff like that and refinish all this stuff. And, I'll take an acetone, this stuff off of there. But
again, she is modest and truly impressed with her husband's handiwork, saying that he lives up to the standard that her father-in-law kept for so many years. Together, they work on 24,000 items a year, a number they could only calculate by figuring how many red tags, you'll see them attached to everything in the shop, they go through in 1 year. Stephen says just about anything can be repaired and urges people to try to fix their favorite shoes and leather items before tossing them out, commenting that cobbling was one of the first sustainable businesses. No matter how bad the item, don't worry, they'll laugh with you, not at you.
Usually it's very repairable. A seam that's come unsewn, a big rip, there's
a dog chew.
We've fixed shoes that are literally almost half gone from the dog. And of course, it's always going to look a little like a dog chew, but we can definitely get you back in your favorite pair. A hole in your sole, no pun intended there. We can fill that.
Yeah.
Really, if you have something, what I always tell customers, because they ask me what all we can fix is, hey, I'm on the radio here. Sorry, don't laugh at me. If you have something that you don't know where else to take it and it's broken and needs to be fixed, we'll probably take a whack at it or maybe fix it.
Stephen and Cecilia Clarity are owners and operators of Clarity's Cobbler Shop on College Avenue in Fayetteville.
Ahead on Ozarks at Large, Jed Clampett inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and in about 6 minutes, a visit with Jim Harwell. He makes saddles the old-fashioned way, out of quality leather and one at a time. That's coming up on Ozarks at Large.
Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. KUAF is supported by 121 Digital Marketing, a full-service digital agency helping local businesses with their online presence. Services include reputation and social media management, mobile and desktop website design and management, press releases, search engine marketing, and optimization. 121digitalmarketing.com for more information.
So take heed of the western winds. Take heed of the stormy weather. And yes, there's something you can send back to me. Spanish boots are Spanish leather.